Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, the daf for Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Pinchas, is daf Ches in Maseches Pesachim. It's the 330th daf in Shas. Our daf will begin to discuss the requirements of the candle for Bedikas Chametz. The Gemara will then go on to analyze the Lashon of the Mishnah, Kol Makom Shei Machnisim Bo Chametz, and the implication in terms of where one is required to do bedika. The Gemara will get into details of where in the Otzer HaYayin, where the wine is stored, and other places that there is a requirement to do bedika, as well as hard places to reach, how far one needs to go as far as bedika. Going to Amud Beis, the Gemara will discuss the implications of Shluchei Mitzvah, that we have a rule, a famous rule, Shluchei Mitzvah Eina Nizokin, and giving tzedakah on a condition. In the context of Shluchei Mitzvah and Nizakin, the Gemara will discuss Ole Regel. And finally, the last part of the Amud, the Gemara will discuss the machlokis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel that we learned in our Mishnah about how to check a wine cellar. So let's begin on the bottom line on Zayin of Mebeis, where we had left off. Tana Rabban and Ein Botkin, you're not supposed to do Bedika, Loila or Achama, Veloila or Alvana, Veloila or Avuka. You're not supposed to do the bedika neither by the light of the sun nor the moon nor a torch. Elala or haner mipnei sha'or haner sha'or haner yafa lebedika, because the light of the candle is the best for the bedika. Vafal bishen raya ledavar zeicha ledavar. Even though there's no proof to it, there is a hint to this, and this is the source that the Gemara had suggested yesterday at the end of the daf. Shenemar shivas yom sar lo yimatz v'teichem. On the one hand, the prohibition of chametz is described as lo yimatzei ve'alimer, and the pasuk says vayichapes pagod alheichal. The expression of finding also has the expression on the one hand vayimatzei, because the pasuk concludes vayichapes pagod alheichal bekatan kala vayimatzei, and matzei is described with chipus va'omer, and the pasuk says b'esei yachapes Yerushalayim b'neiros va'omer ner Hashem nishmasadim chayfes kol chadrei vat. And yesterday the Gemara discussed why we needed the second pasuk of ner Hashem nishmasadim. Analyze the Gemara. Hay arachama hechidami. When we say that you can use the light of the sun, what were we referring to? Inema b'chatzer. If we were talking about that the search was taking place for chametz in a courtyard, v'amar Rava din Rava teach chatzar ein tzricha medika mipnei shema arvim mitzuyin sham. There isn't the requirement of a bedika because the birds are found there. This will be a nominee for halacha from the daily daf, maybe to discuss what would be the status of checking one's chatzar today. Elabach sadra, but rather we're talking about a hallway, and the sun flows in to the hall. Vaha amar Rava achsadra laora nivdekis. But didn't Rava teach? Rava taught us the opposite halacha. Rava taught us achsadra laora nivdekis, that you're allowed to check a hall with sunlight. So how could you say that when the Gemara said that you're not allowed to use sunlight, that it's coming to exclude achsadra? Rava taught us that achsadra would be acceptable. There's a machlekes achrayim, whether we're talking about checking with sunlight on the day of the 13th or the 14th. The simple way of understanding is that it's the 13th. That's the pshat that's quoted in the name of the Pnei Yoshua. However, in the name of the Or Chodesh, he argues that it could very well be the 14th as well. Either way, the Gemara is asking, that can't be the kavana of the Braisa. Answers the Gemara, lo tzricha l'urva de becheder. We're talking about the skylight of a room. Udehecha asks the Gemara, and what are we talking about? Either Bahadi Aruva, if the skylight is opposite the area in the room, Hainu Achsadra, that should be no different of a hallway, which is open on one side and the sun shines in, where we said the halach is that you could do it during the daytime. Elalit Stadim, we're talking about where the skylight does not directly shine on it, and there we learned that the halach is that orachama is not acceptable. Asks the Gemara, vavuke lo, you can't use a torch. V'amar Rava ma'idich siv v'noiga ka'or tiyeh. Arnai miyadoi loy v'sham chevyoin uzoi. Mat tzadikim doimim b'fnei shchina. What a tzadikim like in front of the shchina. Kiner mipnei avuka, like a candle vis-a-vis a torch. A torch is a more positive thing. V'amar Rava and Rava taught Avuka la Havdala mitzvah min amufcher. It's a mitzvah min amufcher to use a torch for Havdala? Question mark. Amar Nachman Yitzchak ze yochalach nisa lechurinu stuck. And the advantage of a candle is a candle is more nimble. It can move without catching, causing other things to catch fire, even in small halls. V'zeini yochalach nisa lechurinu stuck. And V'amar ze oiroi lefanav ze oiroi laachrav. When it comes to torch, it sheds its light backwards. In contrast to a candle, it sheds forward. Rav Papa Amar Hai Bos V'Hai Lo Bos. Rav Papa says that a torch, people will be afraid that will cause other things to catch fire, and therefore they won't use the torch as effectively to look for chametz, as opposed to a candle. Rav Ina Amar Hai Meshach Nahara V'Hai Mikdef Iktufi. A candle is consistent, has a consistent flame, and the torch jumps around, and therefore for searching for chametz, it would not be the best option of light. We learned in our Mishnah, Kol Mokom She'em Achnisim Bo Chametz. Any place that the Mishnah says on the second line that's not normal for people to leave their chametz, so then Ein Tzarech Bedika, there's no requirement of a Bedika. Asks the Gemara, Kol Mokom La'asuye Mai. What's Kol Mokom coming to include? Says the Gemara, La'asuye Hadetana Rabban is coming to teach this teaching of the Rabban. Choyrei Beis Al Yoyin V'Tachtoinim. One has holes that are very high up and very low down. V'gag hayetzia, and also a roof that is sloped, and for that reason, objects cannot rest upon it. V'gag hamigdal, and a cabinet where objects are placed inside, the top of it does not require bedika. V'refes bakar, and the area for cattle. V'lulin, as well as a chicken coop. Matbein, a place where they put straw, which is not chametz. Votzeris yayin, and storage houses of wine. Votzeris shemen, as well as oil. Ein tzrichim bedika, they don't require bedika. That's what Kol Mokom is coming to include. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, Mita chalekes besoch habayis, a bed that is used as a partition in the house. Umafsekes, to divide between certain areas, and there's a distance, the Mefarshim explain, from the bottom, from the floor to the bottom of the bed, Tzricha Bedika, then it requires a Bedika. Asks the Gemara, meanwhile, ask you the following question, four lines from the wide, and Chesamir Aleph, Chorsha, Bein Adam, Lechaveiro. If there is a wall that divides between two people, literally two friends, and there is a hole in one part of the wall, Zeboik boidek, and we're talking about a thick wall, ad mokom shiyodo magas, zeboidek ad mokom shiyodo magas. Each one has a requirement to check up until his hand reaches. Vahashar mivatla beliba. And the rest of the area, each individual should do bitalon. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, mita achaluka besoch habayis, ve'etzim va'avonim sedurim tachtis umafsekes, eina tzricha bedika. Emphasis on that, as a kasha. We learned just above that when it comes to these areas, for example, a mita, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said that there is a requirement of bedika, kasha, mita. So we have a kasha in regards to halacha mita, as well as we have a kasha, churin achurin. The resha of the previous brisa had said that you don't need to check for the holes. And here we say that you do need to check. Answers the Gemara, churin achurin lo kasha. There's no steer when it comes to the holes. If we're talking about, we learned that you don't need to do a bedika when we're talking about holes that are way above, that are high up, and holes that are low down. However, holes in the middle of the wall, they would require bedika. Mita, mita lo kasha, in regards to what we had learned in the stira about beds, if we're talking about a bed that's very high and has airspace underneath, then it is possible to use that area for chametz. And therefore, there is a requirement of bedika. In contrast to a bed which is tatoi, which is flush against the ground, there isn't much area for room for chametz. I wonder aloud, according to those who point out that al piso, that one is not supposed to put food under a bed, how would that be explained based on this Gemara? The Gemara continues four lines into the wide. Ve'otzeres yayin ein tzarech bedika. And storage houses of wine don't require bedika. Va'atanya, but didn't we learn otzeres yayin tzarech bedika, that they do need bedika? Otzeres shemen ein tzarech bedika. Only storage houses for oil don't need bedika. Answer the Gemara, hachamai skinan bimistapik. We're talking about a case where it's a storage area where they also take wine directly from it to the table. Think about different types of storage areas today. You might have a storage area all the way deep down in a cellar, a danky cellar. People there don't pour the wine in there. However, if there's a cupboard in the kitchen, so then in such a case, it's used to store things, but a person could pour it directly into a goblet from that area, and then that will be an area that there will be a chshash of chametz. Asking Mar Yochi Shemin Nami, if we're assuming when it says that the Otzris Yayin needs bedika, that's where he's mistapek, let's say the cupboard, so then the area of oil as well should require bedika in the cupboard. Says Gemara, Shem Yesh Kevel Achila Yayin and Kevel Ishtia. When it comes to oil, the only time people derive benefit when eating oil is if they sit down to have a meal. Therefore, a person would not be munching on chametz and being with the oil in the cupboard. However, Yayin does not have kvias, and since it does not have kvias, so then in such a case, a person in a haphazard type of fashion might pour himself a drink while holding chametz, and then that area becomes a makom shemachnisim bo chametz. The Gemara continues 8 lines into the wide on Chesam and Alftan. Rabbi Chia also otzras shechar bebavel ka otzras yayin beretz Yisrael. They turned the storage areas of beer in Bavel like the storage areas of wine in Eretz Yisrael. That just like the storage areas of wine in Eretz Yisrael need bedika, so too the storage areas of beer. So we see again, the Otzras Yayin requires bedika. The Gemara gives the same teretz, but mistapek. We're talking about a storage area, not the dinky cellar, but we're talking about the a cupboard type of storage area, as we explained above. Amar Rav Chizda, Bei Dogim, Ein Tzarech Bedika. The area where fush is stored does not require bedika. Ask the Gemara v'atani, but then we learn Rabbi said Tzricha Bedika. Answers the Gemara, Lo Kasha Ha B'Rav Ravi Ha B'Zutri. When we're talking about large fish, so then in such a case, those fish are not eaten in a temporary setting, and therefore anywhere where large fish is stored, there is never a chance a person will bring chametz over there. However, when it comes to small fish, a little bit of a snack of herring, so then in such a case, we'll be choshesh that when he goes to get the herring, he'll also temporarily snack over there as well. Period. Amarab Baravuna, Bei Milchi Ubei Kiri, place where they store salt, place where they store wax, Tzarech Bedika, chametz is brought there. Amar of Papa, Beit Sivi, place where they store fuel, Ubei Timri, and a place where they store dates, Tzarech Bedika. It's likely for people to bring chametz there as well. Tana, we learned 8 lines from the bottom. That there isn't a requirement. What's the reason you don't need to check the holes? Because of sakana. Ask them, my sakana, what type of sakana? If we're afraid that there is a serpent that's going to be lurking underneath here in Ramat Beit Shemesh, fortunately, every couple of summers, there's always an awful story of a child being bitten. I say always, that was in the past, but Yisrael Hashem, it should never happen again, a child being bitten by a poisonous snake. And we've been told that during the summer months, when there are snakes around in the hills of Eretz Yisrael, to be careful not to lift dark areas in the outdoors. What I mean is that one shouldn't turn over, let's say there is an object that's been sitting in a hill, one should be very, very careful when turning those over, because that's where the snakes sit. The snakes don't sit in the sun. They find a dark area to rest most of the time. Similarly, over here, it seems that the serpents will go into a dark area, and that's where it's more likely to find the serpents. Then if people would know it, there's a fear of serpents, they would never put their hand there to put the chametz there in the first place. So that area wouldn't be used at all. Lo tzricha, so says the Gemara, we're not talking about these holes, but rather we're talking about the nafal, that the building fell down. Asks the Gemara, e nafal lama li bedika. If the building fell down, then there's no requirement of bedika. Vatnan, we learn in a Mishnah later on, on lamin aleph from a base, chametz shenafal alav mapolas, hareyu kimavur. If the chametz is under a fallen building, it's considered destroyed, it's not accessible. Answers the Gemara, Hasam Sheina Kelev Yochel Chafei Sacharov. There it was a whole heap of rubble that a dog wouldn't even be able to get to it. Hacha kishakelav yachal echapes achrav. Here we're talking about not a large heap, and then in such a case there's a requirement of bedika. Asks the Gemara, what are you worried about even if there are serpents, and we're talking about a hole in a wall where there's a fear that serpents are going to bite. Three lines from the bottom, the Gemara now gets on to a important tangent. V'amar Rebbe Elazar, but then Rebbe Elazar says, Shulchai mitzvah in the nezakin, that people who are on the way to do a mitzvah will not be damaged. Amar Ravashi, Shema tevad lo machat, we're afraid that what will happen is he has lost also a needle. He'll check for chametz and begin to look for the needle as well. And in such a case, it's not considered a mitzvah. When he would be looking for the chametz, then a serpent would not bite him. However, once he's not looking for it, then he's at risk. Ask him, but didn't we learn in a braisa, a person promises a sela for tzedakah in the merit that his child should be well, or he says, I'm giving tzedakah so that my son should go to Olam Haba. He's considered a tzaddik gomor, and we don't consider that shelo lishma. Rav Soloveitchik explained that Kadosh Baruch Hu says that you're allowed to test me with tzedakah v'chunin gam bezos, that this is a special halach in regards to tzedakah. As Tosis raises, in general, we have rule al tiyu kavodim misham shis harav amnas l'kabel pras. Could very well be this is a special halacha in tzedakah that kaviyachol you are allowed to make a deal with Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and this is also why that could very well be that when we make a mishum berach, the mishum berach is said specifically for a chola bavur sheyitein tzedakah bavuram. Either way, the Gemara is now asking a kasha. Who cares about the fact that in Bedikas Chametz his intention is also to find the needle? At the end of the day, if you're intending to do a mitzvah and you're also mechavim for something else, that is not a pagam of shelo lishma. Answers the Gemara, Dilma basa debadke asal yunibesrei. If it's while he's looking for it, that's not a problem. Problem is if he sees doing the mitzvah, he already found the chametz, and he continually learns for the machat, then he's, God forbid, susceptible to the serpent. Renachem by Yitzchak Omer Mishum Sakonas Hanochrim Uplimahi. Sakana over here is Sakana from Gentiles, and this is the Shita of Plima. Desanya, we learned in a Braisa, Desanya is the appropriate gear. So, Chorsha Ben Yehuda Larmoy. If there is a hole between a Jew and a Gentile, Boydek Ad Mokom Shiodo Magas, Vashar Mevatu Beliboy. Same halacha for the Jew, that as if there was another Jew that was his neighbor. He sticks his hand in up until it reaches, and that's the rest is bittul. Plima Omer, the Tana Plima said, Kol atzmai einam boidik mnei sakana. There was a sakana with our moim, those particular Gentiles, there was something to be afraid of. My sakana, what were they afraid of? Inei masakana's kshafim. If it's because they were involved in black magic, ki yishtamish, hechi yishtamish. The Gemara here is raising the concern that the Gentile is going to assume that the Jew is involved in black magic, and he would kill the Jew because, as in the case of the Salem witch hunt, because he was falsely accused for being involved in black magic by playing around in those holes. If that's what you're going to suggest, asks the Gemara, ki yishtamish hechi yishtamish, then how could it ever be that the Jew would use it to put the chametz there in the first place? The whole concern doesn't make any sense. If we're afraid that by using holes, the Gentile will accuse him of being involved in black magic, so then he would never put his chametz there in the first place. Answers the Gemara, no. Hasam ki yishtamish yimama unahora. When does the Jew use it to store his chametz? That's when it's a daytime and when it's light. V'lo masik adaita. And then the guy doesn't think there's anything strange about it. Hacha leile. But here, when you're doing the bedika, it's at night. V'shargahu. And he's using a candle. So it appears much more spooky. The guy is going to get spooked out and he'll falsely accuse the Jew for doing something he's really not doing, which unfortunately, throughout the generations, within our rituals, which Klal Yisrael did, Biktusha V'Tahara, somehow the Sitra Acher allowed that the Goyim turn it on its head and accuse it of being things that were totally different. And then the Gentile forcefully get worried. asking Gemara, "Va'amar Rabbi Elazar shluchei mitzayin and nizakim." But didn't we learn that the Gentile will not have any power over him because he's doing a shliach? So the Gemara, important klal, hechad shliach hezek ashani. If it's a common hezek, so then we don't evoke the rule shluchei mitzayin and nizakim. The person is not allowed, the mashal, to drive recklessly and say that he's a shliach mitzvah, even if he is a shliach mitzvah. That's shliach hezekah, and unfortunately, HaKadosh Baruch would not protect him. Shnemar, as the pasuk says, Vayor Meshmuel Echelech V'shama Shmuel V'arguni. Shmuel is afraid of going towards Shaul, even though he's a shliach mitzvah. Vayor Hashem Eglas Bakar Tikach B'yotcha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to not simply answer shluchei mitzvah, because it was shliach hezekah, because Shaul was volatile. The Gemara continues, three lines before the Y. B'minei Rav Huna, B'nei Bei Rav. Excuse me, I read the gear saying correctly. B'minei Mei Rav, comma. Hani B'nei Bei Rav, the Dari Bibaga. They asked the Shaila of Rav, these Talmidim who need their Rebbe, Ma'u L'meisa Kadama, what's the halacha in regards to them getting up early? V'chashuch L'vei Rav, to go to yeshiva early. What about the fear of Mazikim? Amelahu, Rav responded, Nase alive al Tzavari, I'll take any responsibility. Certainly the mitzvah of going to learn will protect them. Nazelmai, what about going back home where the mazikim might get to them? Amelahu, lo yadana. To this, Rav said, I'm not shmur. Shulchei mitzvah would protect on the way to yeshiva. On the way back, Rav was not sure. Gemara continues, Itmar, Amar Belozer, Shulchei mitzvah in Nizak, and lo ba'ali chatzin lo chabizi rasan. Rabbi Lazar taught, both on the way to the mitzvah and on the way back, which is in addition to what we had seen from Rav, they won't be hurt. Kiman, Kaitana, Desanya, Isi ben Yehuda, Omer, Klapi Shom Retoira, V'lo Yachmad Ish Yisar Tzicha. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, don't worry. To be Ola Regal, we learn in Parshas Mishpatim, no, even though you're going to leave your land and your house empty, don't worry, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to protect all your belongings when you go away. Chazal understood it also means that your cow will continue to pasture and a wild animal won't hurt it, even though you're not there to protect the cow. The chickens will be in the garbage area and a weasel won't attack it. Says
the Gemara, we could deduce from Isi ben Yehuda Kal v'chomer, Ma el shedarkon lozuk. A cow and a chicken, which are easy to prey, and in a zakin b'nei adam shein darkan lazuk alachas kama v'kama. Certainly, they won't be preyed upon. Ein li ela b'halicha b'chazara minayin. How do we know that even on the way back, after a person's returning from Ola Regal, these things will not be attacked? Talmud lomer ufanisa baboiker v'alachta l'alecha melamed shetelech insalecha b'shalom. You will go to your ol. Now, a ol, to be called an Oel, needs to have Shalom Bayis, needs to have Shlemus, it needs to be complete. How could it be called an Oel if the Oel is entirely ransacked, both in a physical sense and a spiritual sense? So if the Chiddush of the Pasuk is V'alachta Lo'alecha, then everything is going to be fine at home, no matter where you are, and the fact that you're away, as long as you're being Ola Regel, and even on your return, it won't be attacked. So then why did we even need to learn? Tell us when you're going as well. Any person that owns land should be Ola Regal. If he doesn't own land, he should not be Ola Regal. That's what the Pasuk of Olayachmed Ishes Artzecha is coming to tell you. Because really, that pasuk would be superfluous once we know va'alachta lo'alecha. Rabbi Kiva Eger points out that there are other mekoros for this halacha, that the chiv to be ola regal is those people specifically who are landowners in the Gilyon HaShas. Amar Rabbi Ovin, bar Ravada, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak mipnei ma ein peres genosa b'Yerushalayim. What is the reason that there aren't these fruits called genosar, which was a fantastic delicacy as described in Brachos Daf Mem Dalet Amid Aleph, which is around the beautiful area of the Kinneret, which I highly recommend for vacations. If you cannot find Genosar, it's a lot better than Florida, or Mexico, or California. Ein peres Genosar b'Yerushalayim. What's the reason there's no fruits of Genosar b'Yerushalayim? Kedei shelo yehei olei regalim omrim. In order that the olei regalim shouldn't say, Omale lo alinu ele achal peres Genosar b'Yerushalayim. Dayenu. Ah, they're going to say it was so amazing. The Gashmias was amazing, Yerushalayim. It would have. It's kedai just to go for the gashmius. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't make it that way. There's nothing like in the world like Yerushalayim, but the gashmius might not equal up to the gashmius of Chutz Laretz. Nimtzes aliyah shel olah lishma, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want you to come to Eretz Yisrael shel olah lishma. Keyotze be'omer Rabbi Distoy by Rabbi Yanu pnei ma ein chamei tever Yerushalayim. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu not make the beautiful baths, the springs of Tveria in Yerushalayim? K'dei shelo ye'er l'regom amrim u'mol l'alinu el l'chutz b'mechamei Tveria, dayenu. V'nimtzes aliyah shelo l'shma. Again, they'll end up coming up for the wrong reasons. The Gemara continues analyzing in our Mishnah. We said, u'bameh amru shtei shuros b'martef. What does it mean, two rows in the wine cellar? Says the Gemara, martef mandikar shmei. Gemara jumps in, the Mishnah, excuse me, jumps in with a question that had not been addressed previously at all. There was no subject that we were talking about, Meritav. Hachi karma, kol makam shemachnis bo chametz in tzarech bedika. We learned in our Mishnah that any area that you don't put chametz in doesn't require bedika, v'otzus en, v'otzus shem, and nami in tzarech bedika. And we learned also a treasure house of wine, literally, or better translated, storage house of wine, a storage house of oil doesn't require bedika. And now the Mishnah asks, there's a statement that you need the two rows of the wine cellar. We're talking about an area where they place chametz inside. Why? Because they come to draw wine and they might be in the middle of the meal. And that is the shtei shuros b'martef, and that requires a bedika. We will stop our daf a little bit early over here. We will pick up Be'ezer Hashem on Shabbos Kodesh's daf. We won't record Chas V'Chalil on Shabbos Kodesh, but for the daf of Shabbos Kodesh, we will pick up where the Gemara analyzes the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel about the Shtei Shuros B'Martef. This Ve'ezer Hashem concludes the Gemara of daf Ches in Maseches Pesachim, and we now go to the halacha from the daily daf.